is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path, and now she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
And here we go. The interdimensional party begins. Laura, welcome back.
How are you today, Nicole?
I'm buckled up and ready to go.
Awesome. How are the phones behaving?
We'll find out.
All righty. Hello, everybody. I'm Laura O'Malley. I am a psychic channel. And I am an energy alignment intuitive. I try to help people become more connected with their own higher self. I channel information from the non-physical world, and the connection and the information that is given to any person who is reaching out during this moment of connection is exactly what they need to hear at that moment. So today's topic is the Council of Light, and I don't know if Darius is going to come in. You know, I did a small gathering of about 20 or 25 people this past weekend and was channeling for them, and started out with the Luminaires of Peace and Love. And when we came to the question answer section, it was hilarious. Like, they just pushed their way right in. I think they just so love the interaction when there are questions. So I don't know, maybe they'll be here today. I asked and I'm not getting any information. So the Council of Light is going to start us off. They are going to be talking about finding our neutrality more easily. Basically what that is meaning is the benefit of learning how to diffuse our emotional reactivity in the moment, which can be quite challenging, as we're all aware, especially for those people that really know how to push our buttons. So we're going to bring them in, see what they have to say about finding our neutrality more easily. And I am going to push myself to the back of the bus so I don't get in the way. I've been practicing this. There we go. And you are doing a fine job of it. Hello, all whom are tuning in to have this interaction with us today. We are very, very excited and delighted to be here within this format. Today's topic, as already has been articulated, is finding neutrality. The importance of neutrality is also something which we are wanting to touch upon today, and then we will be delighted to take any phone callers whom have or are seeking information from us. When you are walking through your life, it is often quite difficult for you to stay in alignment with the truth of who you are. For those whom are walking this earth path in a state of awakened enlightenment, this is meaning that you are in constant awareness of your truth, constant awareness of the truth of who you are. And yet those whom are just beginning, or those whom have been upon this path for a bit but are still believing that they are struggling. Of course, there is no struggle. All that is occurring is part of the process, part of that which is necessary for you to come fully into your awakened state. But the judgment that there is a struggle can often contribute to one moving forward within their or upon their path, unaware continuously of this truth, the truth of who you are, the truth of who all of you are within the earth plane, this physical state of beingness. As you are approaching any energetic exchange, another individual, it is helpful if you can remind yourself of the truth of who you are. Although this can be quite difficult for you to remember to do frequently, once you begin to do this, once you begin to say to yourself as you awaken in the morning, good morning all that are helping me, guiding me, showing me, I am grateful for yet another day upon the earth plane. I acknowledge that I am a source energy being having a human experience. Please be helpful in reminding me as often as possible today, and especially prior to any lower vibrational activity. When you seek this help, hold this intention in the morning, your guides, your higher self, will actively be attempting to alert you prior to any interaction which may result in you leaning into lower vibrational memories. If you can remember to remind yourself often throughout your day that you are a source energy being having a human experience, it is likely that you will much more easily recall this information as you are moving into an energy exchange which could otherwise pull you down or pull you into a lower vibrational state of being. As you are practicing the techniques which have been shared with you and which will continue to be shared with all of you who are tuning in, as you are practicing these techniques, your vibrational level will be rising automatically. In holding the intention to practice, you are allowing or holding yourself in a state of allowance, and this is contributing to a heightened vibrational level automatically. Once again, we reiterate, there is nothing to do except attend to your joy, attend to that which feels good, and listen to your guidance. Just be alerted whenever you are feeling less than contentment. In doing this, you will remember more often when engaging with lower vibrational energy beings, those whom are holding a vibrational level below yours, you will remember automatically that you are a source energy being, and this will become more and more easy for you. But as you are beginning this, it can feel quite difficult. The easiest way for you to remind yourself to practice remembering the truth of who you are is to check in with yourself upon the hour. This is a very easy method. We have suggested this to many whom have we have had interaction with, and it is proving quite useful as we are watching all that we encourage those whom are interacting with us to do or practice. And so from our point of view, this is quite simple, since a great percentage of you are interacting with your phone throughout the day, often looking at the phone screen often. Simply set a timer to go off once per hour, and when this timer alerts you, remind yourself you are a source energy being. This will also help to keep your vibrational level higher, which contributes as well to your remembering that you have the power to respond any which way you are choosing. For in general, from our perspective, what we notice is that it is the interaction which catches you off guard, the interaction which seems to gang up on you in an immediate second, and you are caught off guard and not recalling the truth of who you are. The more you practice reminding yourself of your truth, the easier it is to stand in your power. Reactionary behavior is an opportunity for you to experience that which does not feel good. We would not consider this a negative, as many of you would. We see all that occurs upon the earth plane as opportunity for each of you whom is engaging or has incarnated into physicality upon the earth plane. Every moment of experience holds great purpose. And so if you are interacting with lower vibrational energy and you are feeling yourself being pulled into it, do not panic. All will be well. You can engage in this activity and come out okay in the end. Will your vibrational level be that which you are desiring? Most likely it will not, but you have been living a great deal of linear time experiencing this, and you are doing just fine. If it is your intention to hold your vibrational level more consistently at a higher state, then we would suggest using our suggestion of setting a timer and reminding yourself throughout the day that you are a source energy being. Also, what is quite helpful is to take time during every linear hour and give your attention to something that lifts you, something that feels good to you. Simply by visiting a thought which feels good, feels joyous, feels happy to you, this activity in itself is quite powerful. And if you begin to practice doing this also once every hour, perhaps as you are reminding yourself of the truth of who you are, you can sit for a few moments and practice giving your attention to something which lights you up or delights you, or you can put on one of your favorite songs and heighten your vibrational level in this way. It is relevant, the path to higher vibration. It is simply our guidance that it would benefit you if you would begin to practice these techniques more often during your day, as you will begin to discover more time for this activity as your vibrational level rises. The rising of an individual's vibrational level brings into one's experience all that one is desiring, not simply to remain neutral through a lower vibrational energy exchange, but all the desires which are part of or within your energy field, all the desires which you are wanting, all the desires will begin to show themselves within your experience as your vibrational level rises. Allowing oneself to be the love instead of allowing oneself to be reactive and lean into lower vibrational level or be drawn into lower vibrational level. Either choice is a learning opportunity, but if you are seeking to more consistently keep your vibrational level higher than practicing neutrality during contrasting interactions is quite helpful. For as you get better and better and better, your vibrational level is rising and rising and rising. And as your vibrational level is rising and rising and rising, it will become quite clear to you how easy it is to remain neutral. When one is holding a state of heightened vibration, that which occurs within your reality, that which you are giving your attention to, which at first glance would perhaps in the linear past set you off or anger you or sadden you or frustrate you, now holding this newer vibrational level, you will instead notice the ease and flow of lessened reactivity on your part. You may say something to yourself, for example, interesting. Previously, this would have caused me to feel angered, and now I am looking at this individual and feeling that there is something very, very interesting going on here. I am recognizing it is a lower vibrational experience for this individual standing in my reality. As you are noticing what is taking place, instead of reacting, you are choosing to stand in your power. You are choosing to be the truth of who you are during more present moment experiences. In choosing this, in intending this, and in practicing this, you are getting closer and closer to an awakened state of being, or beingness, as we like to say. In an awakened state of beingness, your reality is quite improved. Your reality is playing out in resonance with your desires. And this will be quite obvious to you. You will notice that you are feeling better more of the time, and that which once caused an uproar within you now is something that you are noticing and not reacting to. Neutrality is your best friend. For neutrality means you are in awareness enough of the time that your vibrational level is at a heightened state high enough that you are less of the time being alerted by your emotional guidance system. Unless, of course, it is an alert that the thought or focus you are giving your attention to is serving your greatest good. When your vibrational level is heightened more consistently, more often, you will notice that you experience these lower vibrational alerts less and less of the linear time that you are spending in the physical world. From our perspective, if we were in your shoes, we would do our darndest to practice this technique, reminding ourselves the truth of who we are, and practice noticing interaction between ourselves and another human being who perhaps is vibrating at a lower vibrational level. We would practice this as often as possible, for this practice contributes to raising the vibrational level of each and every one of you whom is standing in awareness of your truths. And from our perspective, because we are so closely in tune to each and every one of the energies tuning in today, we recognize that each and every one of you highly values your desires, highly values that which you are desiring. This is easy way to raise your vibrational level in order for you to experience that's what you are desiring. We believe that we have covered this topic sufficiently, and if there are callers who would like to interact with us today, we are happy to do so at this moment.
All righty then.
They're so serious. It's just so funny to me.
Different personalities, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. We have callers. That's the exciting bit. Let's go to, I guess let's start with 845. Wave in their hand. 845, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
Do you have a question for the collective?
Excuse me?
You have a question.
Yes. Are you sending me a towel this year for my birthday? You send me to go in Italy this year?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
I say, are you seeing me to go in Italy this year? 2 more weeks is my birthday.
Gotcha. Okay, let's bring them in and see what they have to say about that. Hello, we are with you. This is the council. You are asking if you are going to Italy this year. And as we are looking at you from an energetic standpoint, we would like to remind you that you are the creator of your reality. From our perspective, we see that you will be. This is presently an absolute. So we would like very much to remind you to trust this guidance, for you are, from your human perspective, not so certain that this is to be. And so we are wanting very much for you to trust us over your own thought processes, and it will come to be, this is most certain from our perspective.
Very nice. Are you
anything else?
Anything else?
I got a
trouble right now with my house. It's a little trouble that I get into. But what even? Just a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of feedback right now, so I'm having trouble.
There's
a lot of feedback and people in the background. It's really hard to hear you. Let's give it one more shot. We'll see if we can hear the question. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
So what is your question?
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Ask your question.
The question is, I got in trouble right now in my house. The water, they broke my roof. A lot of water coming down from the roof. Now I got in trouble. They don't want to pay. Not the insurance or the panel. I got a solar panel. I don't know what am I going to do. They're going to figure it.
Mm-hmm. You have water in your house? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It rained a lot of day, a lot of night. It's coming a lot of water from the ceiling in my living room.
Okay, so I think what she's saying is that they've had some problem with the roof and the water's coming down and they don't know what to do.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm getting so much feedback. All right, here we go. Let's see what they have to say about that. Hello. Yes, from our perspective, there are those within your household whom are needing this experience for personal growth. It appears that this is a negative from all of the perspectives of those involved. However, we would like to remind you the most efficient route to moving yourselves into a situation where your experience is working out for your highest and greatest good. The easiest route to this is to stay positive throughout this experience. Practice being optimistic about this experience. In doing so, what occurs is you will specifically raise your own vibrational level and help will come. by intending to see the sunny side of every situation, especially those which seem to be quite difficult as you are encountering them, by choosing to be optimistic and by choosing to look at the bright side, looking at all of your other blessings, all that you have, all that is working out for you, all that is going well in your life, by focusing upon this instead of giving your attention to that which is not going the way you are choosing or wanting or desiring, this is wherein lies your power. Our perspective, do what is necessary in the present moment and then give more of your attention on your blessings. Begin counting your blessings. Begin giving your attention and focusing upon all that is going well for you. In doing so, you will raise your vibrational level and you will find the most efficient route out of your present scenario. That is all.
Right. That's where we'll have to leave it because we cannot hear you, Maria. So try again another time. I think we got the gist of it there. Let's go to 914.
Yeah, thanks, Maria.
914. What's your first name?
Hi.
Where are you calling in from? Hello.
Hi. How are you? It's Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So lovely to hear you ladies' voices today. All just a blessing. Like you were saying, count your blessings. And you both are a blessing in my life. So thank you.
Oh,
I'm counting
thank
you.
Thank you. That's
yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. I'm wondering, please, if you could look into a work situation for me.
Yes.
I'm dealing with a man. Thank you. There's a man named Sam I'm dealing with and Jonathan. We're partnering on an event on the 23rd of June.
Yes.
And I'm asking him, too, if he would like to do another one before that on the 16th. I was just of June as well. I was just wondering how you see all this going. Is it a positive thing?
Okay,
just
let's
any
let them
answer.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Let's let them answer. Hello. Yes, yes, yes. We are here. We are looking at the situation. What we are noticing is that this is beneficial for all involved. This is working to your greatest good. This is working to affect the greatest good of all those involved. The earlier coming together of this from our perspective, we are noticing that there is possibility, but this is not imperative as the second meeting or second activity or second, can you just, what she's asking?
Event, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, well, yep. We are understanding, but from our perspective, what we are noticing is the present date that you are holding, this is all working out very well for all those involved. There is a possibility that another one of these may occur prior, but we do not believe that all whom are involved in the second will be available for this event to take place upon the 16th of the month. There are other commitments, which we see in the way at the moment. However, if this is something that you are set on, truly set on, there is always the opportunity to develop a new path by helping yourself to move your vibrational level upon a higher vibrating timeline upon which all that you desire can come into fruition. So keep this in mind if it is something that you are truly wanting to occur, then spend more time doing that which you love, giving your attention to that which brings you to a heightened state of vibration. And we understand, because we are sensing your energy, that you fully are aware of what this means, helping yourself to raise your vibrational level. And if you are willing to do this work, then you can bring this secondary event into fruition, although it is the one which would be occurring prior.
Wow.
Okay. That was funny. Just the way that they were trying to say it. So it sounds like that at this point, maybe you might get somebody saying that they have something going on, but perhaps if you really work on raising your vibration, this is what I'm getting, that it could possibly still work out. It might not be with like the same two people, but it still might work out with one. I'm getting one of the other people and possibly another person.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but
yeah, I think I do
okay.
Actually. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it could be with Gaia, maybe, instead of Sam and Jonathan.
Ah, they're giving you that's like a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, is there anything else?
Thank you. I don't know, if you do have a moment, if you see any love coming anytime soon, a romantic partner?
We see three.
Wow.
Three. However, be certain to pay attention to your guidance system as you are coming into proximity with each of the three we are seeing, because you have a tendency to give yourself less than you deserve.
Yeah.
So what I'm feeling about this is that if you meet somebody and an alert goes off in the wrong direction, take that for what it is. Your guidance system is there to do just that, to guide you. And so often I've had people say, oh, I just like him so much, and he didn't treat me so great, but I just liked him so much. And meanwhile, Mr. Wright is waiting down the end of another path for this relationship to get over. One of my girlfriends spent 20 years in a marriage that was not for her. And as soon as she got out of that marriage, boom, Prince Charming. So pay attention to your guidance system, okay?
Yes, yes. Do you think one of the three could be one named Marco?
Yes.
Is Marco? Oh, woo-hoo.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you know.
Pay attention to your guidance system. You should be feeling happiness all the time. If not, trust that you are being guided to happiness all the time. I think you understand that.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Awesome.
Thank you. Much love to you both. Thank you,
you
so
well.
Much. Thank you.
All right. Let us know how it goes. All righty then. Let's go to, I've lost track of the order of things. Let's go to 630, nonlinear. 630, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
My name is Dion, and I am in Wisconsin today.
Hi, Dion.
How are you?
I am wonderful. What can we do for you today?
I mean, maybe just a general, I'm kind of boring. I've just been working a lot.
Okay. Let's see what they have to say. I feel somebody else coming in. Hold on. I love it, Kirby. We are here. You are not boring. Not in the slightest would we describe you as boring. And we are asking you to stop doing so as well. All that is occurring is part of your path here, but we are wanting to remind you of something. You are determining your boringness. It is not necessary, all right? You are the creator, and this interaction is on purpose. You make it through to the callers that are here today because you are needing a reminder, all right? You are needing a reminder about your power here. You are a source energy being having a human experience. You are the creator of all that you would like to come into your experience here, but you are not fully believing this. You are still believing in limitations. You are still believing that you must work very, 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 very times infinity hard in order to receive. And this is inaccurate information. You have been taught this by those whom have been living within this planetary existence and have been receiving from their own hard work. You are a goddess. You are a creator. Do you hear our words today?
I hear them and I receive them.
Wonderful. You have the power to create the life that you are dreaming of, and you are holding yourself apart from it because of this belief that you must do as you have been told. You do not need to do as you've been told. Do as you desire. Do as you are. Be the truth of who you are and stand in your power, little cutie. Stand in your power and dream big, because what we see, which is on the path for you, if only you allow yourself to receive it, is so much bigger than you have even dreamed of.
I've actually heard that before. Thank
you
for the reminder.
Why are you not listening, little cutie pie?
I think I am, so I don't know. I must have to do
it
more.
You're not. Let us give us your specific information. This will be helpful to you so that you understand precisely what it is we're telling you to do, all right?
Okay.
You say that I am boring because I am working so much, you know? And this is part of your energy that you're holding this belief within you. So what is happening right now? Because you are open right now to receive, you are in heightened state of vibrational level right now having conversation with us. So what we are going to do is we are going to move right into your solar plexus, because this is the chakra center which is holding this belief. We are moving right in there now when we say we are moving in. We are teasing with you. We are already in there because we are one with you, and you cannot separate us from you. But what is happening in the present moment, because your heightened state of vibration, is that you are allowing this blockage to leave. You are the power. You are standing in your power. You are the magic. You are the miracle. You are the master. You understand this. You, in this present moment, are releasing or allowing your energy to release this belief that you must work hard to receive. You need to schedule into your calendar joy. Schedule it. Because you are receiving joyous situations by default. When it occurs, you are like, oh, this is great, this is wonderful. No more. Schedule your joy into your calendar. Because when you choose to do this, you are announcing to the universe, I love myself. I value myself. I am worthy of joy more often because I am source and because I am a creator. I choose to create for myself more joy. Schedule this in to your calendar, and what will happen is your vibrational level will begin to rise more quickly, and your little cutie energy will pop back and forth, up, 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 and away like hot air balloon upon the timelines which are moving you to more efficient route to everything you are wanting. How's that for calling in and asking for general reading right there? That was beautiful. No accident you get through today, little cutie pie.
I love it. Thank you so much. I'm going to do that.
We love you too. It's wonderful when you are hearing the truth of who you are, no?
Yes. I love it so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and the other lady too for taking my call.
Oh, we love you so much. You are a wonderful human being. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, thanks for calling in. Do it again. It works out well. I think we've got time for one more. Let's go for it. All ones, Mysteryland. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Melissa Arizona. Hi, y'all. It's an honor to get in the call. Thank you, Miss Nicole. Thank you for taking my call. Last time I spoke with you, I followed your advice. And I have I need like a clarification, like a clearing. So I'm about my 40s, and I've been strictly. I mean, I think literally like my male friend, the one we just spoke with, I am so like I know we've had another past life together. So
yes.
I hope that maybe I'm able to unite. Do you see maybe we have a possibility after your blessing clearing? And I don't know if it's the Actarians, but there's four people in the business, and one of them on the video stated that y'all provided these Actarians, y'all provided blessings for money. I thought that y'all know that cause it's one of the females. My question is would could there be a possibility that he may make it to my area because I really feel a soul connection from another reality of things.
Yes,
and I think I said something to him wrong, and I apologize.
Let us tell you this much, all right? When individuals are listening to us speak, all right, they are not always understanding the power, all right? So you need to understand your power. You are source energy. All right? You are source energy. You are the power of God. You are a droplet of the power of God with all the power within you. And we don't have a lot of time left on the show, so we are going to say this quickly to you. You are the creator, and you can create what you want, but it is very, very important that you not look at what is lacking. Do not give your attention to when. Hold the desire that you are intending. And then stop thinking about it. Stop looking at it and spend your linear time doing joyous things.
the most difficult part of creation from the human perspective is that human beings have very difficult time giving their attention to something that they have already asked for and saying, where is it? Why is it not shown up yet? And when you are questioning, your vibrational level immediately drops surrounding this topic. So write it down on a piece of paper. What it is I want. Write it all down. Put it in envelope and put it away. And do not ask again. Trust. Because the only reason it will not come into your experience is if it is not serving your greatest good. And if it is not serving your greatest good, this will be made aware to you because something else will come into your awareness or into your reality, which is even better than your initial desire. So stop giving it so much attention. Say your prayer, write it out, put it in envelope and put it away and stop thinking about it. And seek joy as often as you can. Trust that the universe has your back. Trust your guides have your back. And trust that your higher self is always giving you the reality which is serving your greatest good. Trust your power here, cutie pie, all right?
And with that, we are like 2 minutes from the very tippy top. So
alrighty, I think that was it, and I think that's fine anyway. Okay, so everybody, again, it's Laura O'Malley. You can find me at www.getintothelight.com. I do virtual sessions. I do clearing sessions. I do coaching sessions. You can reach out to me if you have one question, and I will either send you an email or a voice recording. So lots of options if you want to reach out to me off the show time. All right, Nicole, thanks again so much. Hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
You too. Love it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Laura's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We've got Joanne Lisiak next. It's actually a makeup show, so surprise. Divine Truth after we return.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.